Sunday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family. Presented by MasterCard. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Move it or lose it. Steve, I've told you before, don't bother me while I'm watching Shy. These guys are drop-dead gorgeous.
But what about me?
You should just drop dead.
On the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Days go by, it's the bigger love of the family.
ABC Family Program, Monday at 8, only on ABC Family, a new kind of family.
Hardball, hands off to Anderson. He breaks loose. He's at the 50.
The 50.
The 40.
The 40.
He swivels.
He swivels.
He fakes.
He fakes.
He's off again.
He's off again.
He tiptoes down
the
sideline.
Tiptoes down the sideline.
The 20.
The 20.
The 10.
The 10.
Touchdown, the Bears!
Yeah!
Yes! Woo!
Man, it's good to see Eddie smiling again. He's been bummed for weeks about his speeding ticket.
Speeding ticket?
I don't know what he's talking about, Dad.
I didn't get a speeding ticket.
Yes, you did. Remember, you told me not to mention it in front of your pappy? Oh, mercy. Boo-boo.
Big time.
Bye-bye.
Edward, this is your second speeding ticket this year, and it's only February.
Late February. I wasn't really speeding, Dad. That cop was just trying to fill his quota.
I'm a cop, and we don't have quotas. Now, just how fast were you going?
I don't know. I was driving with the flow of traffic.
Well, just how fast was the traffic flowing?
86.
86? Edward, okay, listen up. Now, it's bad enough that you were driving recklessly, but what's even worse is that you tried to hide it from me.
But, Dad, I...
No buts, Edward. Now, if you get one more ticket, your license is suspended for 1 year.
That's not the law in this state.
But it's the law in this house. 86.
Hey, Mr. Winslow.
What is it, Waldo?
Tell Eddie I'm real sorry about spilling the beans about his speeding ticket.
Okay, I will.
And tell him, don't worry. Mom's the word about him cutting class.
Laura?
Richie, what are you doing up?
I don't feel so good.
Oh, come here. What's the matter?
Oh, my tummy hurts, my head aches, and I think I tore a knee ligament.
Well, gee, little buddy, you're falling apart.
Yeah, so I better not go to the dentist tomorrow.
I see.
Why, Richie, the dentist is our friend. He examines our teeth to make sure they're strong and clean. And if he finds a cavity, well, he shoves a needle in our gums. And then he drills down into our teeth, occasionally hitting a nerve, causing Steve. Excruciating pain.
Steve.
Then you start convulsing.
Steve!
You've helped enough.
Oh, well, I'm here for you, baby.
Look, Richie, don't worry. You're just going for a checkup.
Yeah. You want me to go with you?
Nope. I'd like you to go for me.
Tell you what. I'll take you to the dentist. Well, it's been a while since I've seen old Doc Smiley. Then afterwards, I'll treat you to a big bowl of ice cream.
Is that a bribe?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Ow.
Sweetheart, how about some pie?
Sounds good.
Yeah, bring me a slice.
Carl, you lazy slug, get up and get your own pie.
Yes, Mother.
As long as you bring me a piece.
Dad, we gotta talk.
Edward. What's the matter?
I got pulled over by the cops.
Did you get a ticket?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't my fault.
No buts, Edward. I warned you. Now hand over your license.
You're not gonna even hear me out?
But, Eddie, what was the ticket for?
Failure to signal.
I got a ticket once. Did you know the sidewalk isn't a passing lane?
Eddie, tell us exactly what happened.
Okay. I was on my way to a party in Burlington Heights. I was driving along, minding my own business, when the cops pulled me over.
Did they ask you for your license and registration?
Yeah. Then I asked what the problem was, and one of them told me to shut up. Then he made me get out of the car and lie face down. Then he cuffed me.
That's unusual procedure, unless you provoked it.
But I didn't. People were driving by looking at me like I was a criminal, and I didn't even do anything.
Son, are you absolutely sure?
Dad, the only reason they pulled me over is because I was a black guy in a white neighborhood.
Oh. Carl, this is frightening.
If it happened.
Dad!
Well, son, you lied about your last speeding ticket. How do I know that you're not doing it again?
Do you think I would lie about something like this?
Well, I don't know, but I'm gonna check it out.
I hope you do.
Don't worry, Edward, I will.
You know what? I thought what I went through tonight was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. But I was wrong. Not having my own father believe me is even worse.
MasterCard presents a 7th on ABC Family.
Excuse me?
Huh? Oh,
Okay, Richie. We're all done.
Okay. Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
Your teeth are in excellent condition, young man.
That's what I kept telling everybody. Do I get a lollipop?
Oh, no. Lollipops cause cavities. But you do get cinnamon dental floss.
Oh, you lucky duck. Oh, and it's wax, too. Oh, can I have some of that?
Sure, as long as you let me examine your teeth.
Oh, deal, Doc. Hey, Richie, you go wait in the waiting room. I'll be out in a jiffy. Oh, boy. Hi. I feel right at home. Yes, indeed. Did I do that? Doc, you won't find anything wrong with these pearly whites. Every day I brush my teeth, I floss my teeth, and I water pick my teeth. Why? Because I love my teeth.
Okay, Steve, open wide. Oh, now how long has it been since your last checkup? 3 or 4 years.
Uh-oh.
I think I see a cavity.
Hey.
Tell me, does this hurt? Oh, I've got to take care of that tooth. Otherwise, it might abscess.
Now, Doc, I think I should warn you. I have a very low threshold of pain.
Not to worry, I'll give you Novocaine.
It won't work. For some reason, I'm impervious to it. It has no effect on me whatsoever.
Oh, what about nitrous oxide?
Laughing gas.
That's right.
Well, I've never had it, but I seriously doubt it would affect me either.
Steve?
Yes?
How do you feel?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Is something funny?
Well, I was just thinking. Your name is Doc Smiley. But you never smile. Why, getting you to laugh is like pulling teeth.
Please, Steve. Control yourself.
Okay. You're right. Hey, Doc, what's it? Whoop!
Steve, I think it's time to start drilling now.
Go ahead. Yeah. If you strike oil, we'll split the profits 50-50.
You know, Steve, you really are sensitive to medication, because I only gave you a little bit of that laughing gas.
Oh, don't worry about me, Doc. I'm fine.
Hey, Steve, give me that. Steve, come on. Stop it. Calm down.
Hey, where were you on the night of January 16th?
Steve, calm down, okay?
Hey, what's this?
Oh, no.
What's this?
Put that back. Steve, no. Give me that. Give it to me.
Okay. I promise I'll be good. Doc.
Yes.
I lied.
Evening, guys.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Sergeant Carl Winslow. And you are?
Kenny. Kenny Carmichael.
Hey, Kenny. How
you doing? This is my partner, Jack Evans.
Jack. Hey, you mind if I join you fellas? I could sure go for a cruller.
Actually, we were just leaving.
Oh, come on. What's your hurry? Take a seat.
All right, Sergeant.
I'll have a cruller, please, and a cup of coffee. Black.
So what's this about?
Well, you two work the Burlington Heights district, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you work the evening shift last night?
Yeah, that's right.
Say, did you happen to pull over a 77 Dodge Monaco? The driver was a black teenager.
Yeah. Ran a stop sign.
It was failure to signal.
Whatever. Who are you, the activist on the force?
No, I'm a father on the force, and that kid was my son.
Look, I can see you being upset and all, but hey, it was your kid that messed up, so don't try and take it out on me, all right?
No, it's not all right. And do you know why it's not all right, Evans? Because I think that you rousted my son.
No way. He fit the description of a carjacker we've been looking for.
That will not cut it, Evans. Because I am familiar with all of the outstanding carjacking bulletins, and not one suspect even remotely resembles my son.
Come on, give me a break. It's dark. It's a black guy.
Oh, case closed. Lock him up.
You know, bottom line, your kid was in the wrong part of town.
The wrong part of town?
Yeah.
Oh, so what are you saying? That black kids aren't allowed in white neighborhoods?
Come on. They wouldn't be there unless they were looking for trouble. And you better talk to your kid. He gave me a lot of lip.
Oh?
Yeah.
Is that why you made him get out of his car? Is that why you forced him to lie down? Is that why you cuffed him?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Look, I've had enough of this.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not finished with you yet, Evans.
Look, Sarge, if your son had just told us he was a cop's kid, it would have been no problem.
So what are you saying? That you only harass black kids whose parents aren't cops?
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to say that. Because the point is that you two harassed my son because he's black.
You can't prove that.
But I can file a complaint. And you can believe that I'm gonna be sure that there is an investigation.
Well, go ahead. It's our word against your kids.
Bye. Just a second, Evans. You know, I really don't know how that badge stays on, because it's pinned to slime. Just a second, son. How long have you been on the force?
About a year, almost.
Do you like being a cop?
Yes, sir.
Why? It's a very dangerous job. You put your life on the line every day and you never get credit for it.
Yeah, I just thought I might make a difference, you know. Good guys against the bad guys.
Well, that's a very good reason. Just one problem, son. Your partner is one of the bad guys.
Tonight, after Smallville, experience a new kind of
HP Pavilion Entertainment Notebooks. The computer is personal again.
Hello, son.
Dad?
Edward. You know, I tracked down those cops that pulled you over. And I had a little chat with them. And you were right, son. They did harass you.
I told you, Dad.
Son, it's not that I didn't believe you, but I am a cop. I had to check it out for myself. Now, I hope you understand that.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Good. First thing tomorrow, we'll go down and we'll file a complaint.
A complaint? That's it? Those guys should be arrested, or worse.
Now, Edward.
Dad, I'll never forget what they did to me. They treated me like an animal.
Son, try to calm down.
Calm down? How do I calm down, Dad? How do I do that when I'm so angry inside?
Edward, this has happened to me. I've been there. But there are two ways to deal with anger. You can hold on to it and let it eat you away inside, or you can give that anger a voice and try to make a difference. Now, that's why I became a cop. Son.
We'll go file that complaint.
Glad to hear you say that, son.
Asked, who is Kyle XY? This year, you'll find out.
I don't want this. I had people who I loved, who loved me.
Monday, June 11th, Kyle XY returns with an all-new season.
I feel like I've lost one of my own children.
And the biggest revelation yet, he is not alone. The all-new season of Kyle XY premieres Monday, June 11th.